Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a brand new show. It's called Money Moves. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The trade that happened over the weekend that sent shockwaves throughout baseball and all the, well, the Dodgers are ruining baseball and there's definitely going to be a lockout and all the takes were flying over the weekend when Los Angeles traded for Skubal, which, at least for me, it came as no shock or surprise because the Dodgers are in on all the big stars. That's just the way they operate. And look, there's two schools of thought here. If, in fact, collusion is happening, which, to be clear, I don't believe there is, but if there is collusion, then there's nothing really these other teams can do because the owners have colluded and there's just, hey, we want to get Skubal to the Dodgers. We want the Dodgers to win their third straight championship so that when we have the CBA talks, when we have the lockout, when we go to the table, when we go against the Players Association, we want the support of public opinion to be on the side of us, the owners. That way, when we have a cap and we propose a cap, people will be in favor of it because the Dodgers have ruined baseball. When in fact, I don't think the Dodgers have ruined baseball. You know, they've created their environment there where a star player like Ohtani deferred his massive contract, allowing the Dodgers to operate like a team that doesn't have to pay the player the caliber of an Ohtani. They've created a winning atmosphere where players want to go there. And they are willing to go the extra mile. What the Yankees used to do, the Dodgers now do. And there is no fan base, you know, if we look at all the fan bases in let's call it what's been baseball here, that aren't the Dodgers, yeah, you'd want your team to operate that way. You'd want your team to spend a ton of money, figure out, you want to call it a loophole, whatever the case may be, but you would want your baseball team to continue to try to win championships, even though you've won two in a row. Like I said this about the Yankees in the offseason. The Yankees didn't even make it to the ALCS. They were knocked out in the divisional round by a team that they lost out to the division and got beat heads up all year long in Toronto. And the Yankees responded in the offseason by running it back. Running it back. The Dodgers won their second straight championship, and they had an offseason. And I know that neither move has really helped them because Edwin Diaz has been hurt for months and Tucker has stunk, but they acquired Edwin Diaz and Kyle Tucker. They signed both guys. The best reliever on the market and, by most people's account, the best offensive or positional player on the market. So the Dodgers didn't rest on their laurels. They didn't say, well, we won back-to-back championships, and that's good enough for us. We'll run it. If any team could say, hey, we're going to run this back because we won back-to-back titles, it should be the Dodgers. But they didn't do that. They went out and they signed more players. They trade for Skubal at the deadline, even though they lead the majors in wins. They do everything that you want your ownership to do. And they are operating under the same parameters, same rules as everybody else. And I, for one, am not going to join the mob saying the Dodgers are ruined baseball. We need to have a salary cap. I don't want a salary cap. Beat the Dodgers at their own game. Dethrone the Dodgers at their own game. The Dodgers were on the ropes twice last year in the World Series, in Game 6 and in Game 7. And it was the Dodger role players that ultimately got L.A. home, especially in Game 7. That has nothing to do with all the money they've spent or all getting Skubal. It's just when you have a winning culture and you bring in winning players, those other players that are a huge help and oftentimes come through in the clutch and are the difference in a team winning a championship and a team not winning a championship. And maybe it's the positive Tommy in me that doesn't want a lockout next year. I still don't think there's going to be a long absence of no baseball. Put collusion to the side. Any team could have traded for Skubal. Pony up. Don't cry about it. Don't say, well, we have to have a salary cap. We have to do things to... You never. I got Yankee fan friends calling him, texting me about it. They want a salary cap. There's a day I never saw coming. Yankee fans want a salary cap. I guess it was okay all those years that you were running amok. And now there's this new team in town that's flexing their muscles. Now all of a sudden you want a salary cap. When the Yankees can match fire with the Dodgers. As can a bunch of teams in baseball. And that's to me, or if you don't want to, look, there's multiple ways to do it. I mean, you could spend, or you can just build a team that can beat the Dodgers. It's not all one on paper. You still got to execute. You still got to win games with the players on the field.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.